bound to you with a tie that we cannot break. By Lyra 348. Read by Lyra 348. Summary. Angels whose soulmates fell are expected to simply move on without them. Aziraphale thinks it's bullshit. Notes. It's very obvious that Aziraphale and Crowley already know each other at the beginning of the radio drama. This is one possible reason why. Let's be honest, Radio Aziraphale is exactly the kind of bastard who wouldn't give a shit that he's not supposed to see his husband anymore. The title is from Another Time, Another Place by Bastille. Aziraphale wasn't the only angel whose soulmate fell, it seemed. Heaven gathered them all in a large meeting room to speak to their souls. The Metatron and Gabriel stood at the front, talking about ineffability, goodness, and other nonsense that people who recently lost the love of their life didn't exactly want to listen to. Aziraphale thought it was all bullshit. He wasn't sad. He certainly wasn't going to take a week off to grieve and then go back to serving the Almighty. His love had made certain decisions that had certain consequences, that was all. That is not to say he wasn't angry. He was furious, both at his beloved and the other angels. Oh, Gentaniel certainly shouldn't have done what he's done. There were warning signs all along. But Aziraphale didn't agree with casting out their own simply because they were curious and maybe also assholes. So he declined the offer to take time off and went straight to his new job guarding the eastern gate of Eden. It was peaceful, away from all the woe and crying about being separated from one's soulmate. There were just animals and the two humans. And then, a bashful-looking serpent. Aziraphale would recognize his beloved anywhere. "Oh," he said. He knew his plan would work. After all, where better to look for a lonely demon than on Earth? But he didn't expect it to work quite so soon. "Hello." "Hello," the serpent hissed. "Are you going to smite me?" Aziraphale set his sword down. "Why ever would I do something like that?" The serpent attempted to shrug, realized he didn't have shoulders to shrug with, and sighed. "I don't know. You've probably been instructed to smite demons on sight." Aziraphale rolled his eyes. "Well, I certainly haven't smited you on sight, otherwise you wouldn't be here right now, would you?"
"No," the serpent grumbled.
"Well then," Aziraphale sat down and petted the space beside him. The serpent hesitated before crawling over.
"I was afraid you'd be angry."
"Oh, I am. I am furious. I told you you'd get in trouble, Gentaniel, and you just left and did it anyway."
The serpent hissed at the sound of his old name. "That's not my name anymore."
"Oh? And what is it then?"
"Crawley."
Aziraphale scoffed. "Well, it doesn't seem like much of an upgrade."
Crawley attempted to shrug again, realized he still couldn't, hissed in frustration, and shifted into his human corporation. "You know, you choose to be a serpent and suddenly everyone thinks they're hilarious." He hesitated. "I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to end up like this. I should have listened to you."
"Did you just admit that I was right?"
Aziraphale smirked. "Yeah, well, don't rub it in," he sighed, looking down. "I wouldn't have done it if I knew that I would lose you."
"Lose me?" Aziraphale's face screwed up in confusion. "Whatever are you talking about, dear boy?"
Crowley looked at him like he was the one not making any sense. "I'm a demon. We can't be together." For some reason unbeknownst to Crowley, Aziraphale started laughing.
"Pish posh, I swore to love and cherish you for all of eternity. That doesn't change just because you got fired from your job."
An enormous weight lifted from Crowley's shoulders. "Oh," Did you think I was going to break up with you?
Crawley shrugged. Glad to finally have the ability. I mumbled something.
Crawley. Yeah, all right. Everyone said that we can't be with our soulmates anymore, that they hate us now and that we should do the same.
Aziraphale looked at Crawley.
Do you hate me?
No,
Crawley scrambled to reply.
No, never.
Aziraphale nodded.
Then I don't see the problem.
Crawley's smile could light up the whole sky.
It reminded Aziraphale of when they first met all this time ago. Time hadn't existed then, but if it did, it would have stopped. Aziraphale forced himself to look away from it, searching Crawley's body for injuries.
Did you get hurt in the war?
No. He shook his head, his smile turning into a smirk. Someone's flaming sword seemed to be having performance issues.
Did you?
Just a little.
Not all the demons were so useless at fighting.
Crawley ignored the obvious jab at himself in favor of fretting. What? Who? Are you alright? I will kill them.
Aziraphale laughed and patted Crawley's hand.
That won't be necessary, my dear. But thank you.
Okay, but the offer still stands. He hesitated before laying his head on Aziraphale's shoulder.
I'm still angry with you,
Aziraphale reminded him.
Mm-hmm,
Crawley mumbled, already falling asleep.
The end. Notes. Cue 6,000 years of the other angels acting all sorry for poor Aziraphale who has to thwart his ex-husband.
Thank you for listening.